Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tech Canvas CIT Nights podcast. It is me, one of your proud co-hosts, James Smith. And of course, you know, he needs no introduction, but he's going to give you one anyways.
This is Dustin Burnett. What's going on, hey. James?
What's going on, Dustin? It's another great day to learn about IT, isn't it? It's like our favorite thing to do.
That's wonderful.
Exactly. For those of you who don't know us, we are classmates at Tennessee College of Applied Technology in Nashville. We're doing this podcast to help people who may be on the fence about IT, may just want to learn about IT. Either way, you listen to us, you'll learn something. Today, this episode, we are talking about acronym pronunciations. Guys, Dustin will obviously agree with me on this. There are so many acronyms in IT that I can't even remember them all.
Oh, yeah. Chock full of them.
But anyways, this episode, we are not talking about how to remember the acronyms. That will come on a later episode if you guys keep tuning in. This episode, we're talking about the pronunciations, because as simple or not simple as these acronyms are, some of them are regularly mispronounced, even by IT specialists themselves.
Yeah, all the time, trying to sound out different combinations or adding letters in.
Exactly. Yeah. I think one hilarious one, as I say one again, because this actually, I'm doing that on purpose, guys. WAN, W-A-N, Wireless Area Network. Would you believe that when I first started with this and I learned that acronym, I said WAN. W-A-N, I said one. And I know it's like, oh, that's not a big difference, isn't it? Well, the thing about it, when you learn about acronyms, and especially in an industry like this, you have to be right, you have to be specific. I remember our instructor, Bridger, he heard me say WAN one time, and he said, it's WAN, don't ever say WAN again.
J-U-A-N, WAN. That's wonderful.
Oh, yes, it was hilarious. But I know that it is WAN and not, in fact, WAN. Anything that stand out to you, Dustin?
Yeah, the associated one, LAN, L-A-N, pronounced LAN, rhymes with man.
Oh, yes. Pretty much all of the area networks are going to be AN. All of them are going to rhyme with MAN, which actually MAN is an acronym too. It stands for Metropolitan Area Network. We're not talking about that right now.
We had to mispronounce MAN. We can find a way.
Another one I find interesting is GUI, Graphic User Interface. So for some reason, some people pronounce it as GUI. I mean, I can understand it if you're looking at it as like a regular English word, but it's actually pronounced GUI. You know, like GUI, like it's goo, like if you were holding goo, you'd say it was GUI. That's GUI, except for GUI isn't goo, it's a graphic user interface.
GUI buttercake.
Oh yes, the GUI buttercakes. We actually were talking about that in class one time. It was hilarious.
That's my favorite. I've heard HTTP pronounced with multiple T's on occasion. Just make sure y'all keep the just the two.
Exactly. It's not three T's. It's because HTTP stands
Hypertext Transfer Protocol.
There we go. Hypertext Transfer Protocol. Now I want you guys to listen to this. Hypertext Transfer Protocol. Where would the extra T go in there?
If you're speaking with the stutter.
Probably. Hey, I don't blame him, though. I used to stutter when I was a kid. And, of course, we're not here to judge y'all or make fun of y'all. We're just trying to help you guys make sure that you're pronouncing these acronyms right. Because it's very important, especially when you're talking to someone who doesn't know what you're talking about, and you're using the wrong acronym, and then they, all of a sudden, they're Googling stuff, and you might send them to a whole research article they don't even need to be reading because you told them the wrong thing by accident.
Yeah, that's actually a great point.
What's another one? BIOS. BIOS, it's Basic Input Operating System, if I'm correct, right?
Yes, Basic Input Output System.
Yeah, Basic Input Output System. This is me mispronouncing that. No, you're right.
I'm drawing a blank now.
No, it's Basic Input Output System. Operating system would be just OS, okay? I don't know why I said operating system.
That's another one of those acronyms. You literally just start combining things in your mind.
Hey, guys, I'm not going to lie. You're in this class enough. Things are going to start like just mixing up in your head, and you're going to You're gonna do it too. Learning IT is a journey. It really is. But apparently, some people pronounce it BIOS. Now, while it's generally accepted, because this is kind of a controversial statement, it's BIOS. It's BIOS. Most people pronounce it BIOS. No one's gonna hang you for saying BIOS, but you might get some side eyes.
Certainly will.
Another one that people argue over crazily? GIF or GIF, whichever one you prefer. Fun fact though, the creator of GIF actually said that it's pronounced GIF. And while you think that would stop the argument, it still hasn't. No one can agree on it.
Nah, I'm still throwing on it myself. Stands for graphical, what is it? Interchange format, graphical image
Graphical image.
format.
Yeah, graphical image formats.
Yep.
And I understand the confusion because, the first G's, it's graphic. So you think you use the hard G, GIF. But acronyms sometimes resemble words. And, a lot of the time when a G is followed by an I, it's a soft G. And so you pronounce it like a J, so it would be JIF. I understand both sides. But hey, guys, let's just all be nice to each other and not try to fight each other over the pronunciation of JIF or GIF. Just use whichever one you prefer. Everyone knows what you're talking about.
Graphical. Graphical interchange format or image format. I gotta stop doing.
And one more we're going to talk about here is infrastructure as a service. So literally you would say IaaS or IaaS. Don't say eyes. Like it's not eyes, okay? There are A's in there. You do have to admit that the A's exist. You can't ignore the vowels, the other vowels.
That's a good point. You're sounding it out. I can easily see that.
Oh no, I can see it as well. I feel like part of it is like that southern accent where we just leave out letters like
Yep.
I as,
I
I's,
as
higher second.
Leben.
But I am, but unless Dustin, do you have anything you want to add, Dustin? Any other that stand out to you?
I remember when we first were in class, seeing SDSI and trying to pronounce it that way, SCSI. It's
Oh yeah.
SCSI.
SCSI. SCSI is another good one because that's one of those where you just want to pronounce the letters. Believe it or not, though, so SCSI stands for Small Computer System Interface. For those of you who don't know what it is, it's literally it's like an expansion storage. It helps transfer data between peripheral devices with computers and servers. So your storage devices, your scanners, printers, things of that nature. But yeah, so the acronym is actually SCSI. You don't have to say SCSI, and it's a little heavy on the tongue. I think SCSI just sounds better.
Yeah, it does. Rolls off a little easier.
But as I say each and every time, guys, we can go on about this for a long time, but I don't have that as attention span, and I highly doubt the rest of you guys do either. So, we're going to go ahead and sign off. As far as all I have to say is just make sure you stay up to date, guys. And Dustin, do you have an outro for the people?
Not quite yet. Here, I'll be good.
We'll get there eventually. But yes, I'll reiterate, everyone, stay up to date and always be prepared to learn. There's so much to learn, and we're hoping we can help you guys learn with this podcast. We are having a time doing it. But
Oh, yeah.
until then, just stay up to date. Again, I say for the third time. All right.